Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, day 363. My portion is He. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in Him. Lamentations 3:24. Let that land for a moment. Jeremiah did not write those words on a good day. He wrote them from the rubble. Jerusalem had fallen. Everything the people had known was gone. And it was there, in the middle of total loss, that he found a rock that does not shift. A truth that fire cannot burn away. The Lord is still here. The Lord is my portion. Think about what a portion is. It is what remains when everything else is stripped away. It is what is truly, finally yours. And Jeremiah looks out at the wreckage surrounding him and says, I have God, and that is enough. That is not defeat. That is the most radical wealth statement any human being has ever made. Because whoever has God has the one thing that cannot be taken. But notice how he says it. Says my soul. Not feels my soul. Not my soul wakes up this way automatically every morning. No, the soul has to speak. The soul has to preach to itself. Because your feelings will want to tell a different story. They will say you are alone. That you've drifted too far. That this year ended too broken for anything new to begin. And it is exactly in those moments that the soul must open its mouth and declare the truth before you. Fear gets to declare a lie. And what is born when the soul does that? Hope, but not the fragile, wishful kind. A firm hope, a posture. Therefore I will hope in him because of who he is, not because of how things look. Not because the year was easy, not because the circumstances have improved, but because God does not change. And whoever is anchored in Him has no reason to be ashamed of waiting on Him. And in Christ, hear this, that portion has a face. It has a name. Jesus is God who came down, who gave Himself, who was broken so that you could be made whole. Whoever has Jesus has the very source of everything, for this life and for the one to come. That is what you have inherited. So here is the call for today, and it is simple, but it carries weight. Before breakfast, before you open your phone, before anything else, stop for 1 minute. Be still and say out loud, in your own words, the way you talk, that the Lord is your portion for this new year. Don't read it. Say it. Let your soul hear it first. Let that truth be the first thing into your heart before the world puts something else there. Your soul needs to hear it from your own mouth. I have God, and that is enough. Stay close to God. Pray. Then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.